Today, we'd like to see the title of Workmanship in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. For online courses people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. What does the phrase of by nature children of wrath mean? Question 2. In verse 5, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. What does it mean? In verse 5, what does it mean? The last question in verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should work in them. In them meaning in good works. What does his workmanship mean? In the last chapter, verses 20 to 23, which we are looking for a little background, which he, God, worked in Christ. When God raised him, God raised Christ from the dead and seated Christ at his right hand, at God's right hand in the heavenly places. So Jesus Christ now is sitting at God's right hand in the heavenly places. Far above, where are the heavenly places? Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. Principality, power, might, dominion is a structure over angels, you know, including not only good angels and evil angels too. So evil angels, the head of evil angels is called as Satan or Lucifer. Satan means accuser, so the other one is good angel. Satan always tried to accuse the children of God, also resist it, against God's will. Every name that is named not only in this age, so not only in this generation, but also in that which is to come, and to future generation too, in the future. Not only in this world, but also the world to come. And he put all things under his feet, Christ put everything under Christ's feet, and gave him to be head of all things to the church. So God gave Christ to be head of all things to the church. So the head of the church is Christ, which is his body. Church is Christ's body. The fullness of him who fills all in all. So basically, Jesus Christ sits in the right hand of God the Father in the heavenly places. So beyond the heavenly places, they are spiritual power, principality, power, might, dominion, then every name, even king or everything there. So, but above, you know, all powers there, Jesus Christ had over Christ, over Jesus Christ had over church. So church is Jesus' body. Here we see by Jesus' resurrection, Satan was defeated, but not terminated yet, until at the end of a millennial kingdom. This world is still influenced by Satan. Verse 1, chapter 2, Ephesians. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. Now he made, Christ made alive whoever dead in trespasses and sins. So he made alive a certain, actually King James Version said quickened, and that means made alive. So we are dead in trespasses and sins. Sins is a general term, not only an intentional offense or fault, but also intentional, you know, offenses. So hamartia, that is Greek word, hamartia, the Greek word means to miss the target set by God. To miss the target means hamartia, that is miss the target set by God. Even if I am weak, I have a weakness, I miss the target set by God. So contributing to sin, so I commit to sin. That is a sin in general mean. Trespass is, you know, intentional, you know, sin. You know, for example, no trespass to land. So intentionally enter into the land, you know, that's called trespass to land, right? So here, trespasses and sins. So we are dead in trespasses and sin, but you know, each efficient Christian or each Christian, God made alive, you know, through the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. So Jesus, Trinity God, you know, Jesus, God, you know, so like that. Christ made alive, verse 2, in which you once worked according to the course of this world. This world, you know, ultimately controlled by, you know, Satan or influenced by Satan. To the course of this world, according to, here, to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. So, the course of this world, prince of the power of the air, or the ruler of the power of the air. So a lot of, you know, the secular government, you know, ruler, you know, the power, you know, all of it. That's indicating Satan. Satan, the leader of all evil world. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. So that spirit is in sons of disobedience. So once worked according to the course of this world is like a wandered or meandered without true or real purpose, which is without relationship with Jesus, without relationship with God. You know, that kind of life, you know, once worked, that may meandered without a true purpose. You know, they live their lives without true purpose. The power of the air to spread in the sons of disobedience, that is the power, Satan's power, accuser's power, or devil's power. So the follower of Satan called is the devil's. This world is influenced, directed, or guided by Satan. So those people follow the, you know, fashion of the world or current of the world kind of thing. That kind of thing. They couldn't understand the spiritual lala. Verse 3, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh. So here, fleshy and the world and the Satan, three of them are called as evil axes. So all of them, you know, harmony, Satan, you know, bottom line, controlling, you know, fleshy is tempted to the world, you know, the current of the world. The world controlled by Satan or influenced by Satan or anything. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh, of the mind. So fulfilling the desires of flesh. And were by nature, which meaning when they human beings are born, you know, that is naturally, by nature, when human born, any human beings are born, then nature, children of wrath or children of disobedience, just as the others, no exception here. So, by nature of children of wrath, meaning not good or righteous enough as God, not good or righteous enough as God. So, every people are sinners. So, this is what does it mean, nature of the children of wrath, therefore unbelievers. All unbelievers, all non-Christians are by nature children of wrath. All non-Christians are sinners. So Romans chapter 3, verse 22 and 23, who said, you know, the Bible says so. Here, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all, on all who believe, for there is no difference, because all who ever sinned fall short of the glory of God. So every people fall short of the glory of God, or fall short of the goodness of God, or fall short of the righteousness of God. So therefore, only faith in Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior, that moment, all are deemed as righteousness because of Jesus' righteousness imputed to all believers, all Christians. So here, by nature, children of wrath, which means unbeliever, non-Christians. Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. Because God, you know, is abundant in mercy. Mercy meaning, you know, forgiving sin. Sins in a general term, including trespasses too, right? Including, you know, any missing target set up by God. That's called sin. So rich in mercy. So God wants forgiver sinners. That's just mercy, you know, an attribute of God's love, because of his great love with which he loved us. So 1 John chapter 4 verse 19 said, we love him because he first loved us. Here, God initiated. He first loved us, then we love him. We are respondents. Always Christians should be respondent, not initiated. So we should follow God's will. God's will, you know, you can find out first of all whether or not my will is consistent with God's glory, so God's purpose, you know, excluding my profit or something like that. So number two, this particular my will is relying upon God's word in the Bible. The last question is to open the door, and circumstances are allowed, you know, to my will and to be performed. You know. That is, if my will like that, my will is God's will, you know, all, you know, criteria. So Romans chapter 5 verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love to us. This one, Romans chapter 5 verse 8, explained God loved us first. God loved us first. That one, his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Right? So Jesus Christ always died, you know, 2,000 years ago. So when, you know, we were physically born, so we were sinners, you know, until we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. You know? So until we were born again in the spirit. Verse 5, even when we were dead in trespasses, so which meaning we were unbelievers, we are non-Christians in trespasses, made us alive, the King James is quickened, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved. Here, even we were dead in trespasses, indicating older conditional life. Older conditional life, condition why? Condition upon unfaith in the Lord Jesus Christ, their life. Then made us alive together with Christ. That is a new conditional life, upon faith in Christ. So Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. So therefore, new life. So we made us alive together with Christ based upon our faith in Christ. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who live, or no longer my flesh, I who live following my flesh, but Christ lives in me. So Christ lives in me. The Spirit of Christ dwells in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, that now I now live in the flesh, meaning physical body. Here is excluding flesh desire. The physical body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. So that is alive life. So we made us alive together with Christ. That's a grace. Grace meaning a merited favor. So no human works, no human efforts, no human skills, but only God's free gift. God's free gift. So our part, there is no work, effort, nothing. So Jesus gave, God loved this world so much, that's why God gave Jesus Christ to us. So whoever believes in Jesus Christ shall be saved and have eternal life. That's grace. So just accept or reject. If your acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior or faith in Christ, so you are saved. On your part, your work, your effort, your labors, your skills, your knowledge are not required at all. Verse 6, and raised us up together. So here, raised up us together, which means with new body by rapture, raised up together and made us sit together in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus, because we already see the background, the heavenly place. Right now Jesus Christ sit on the right hand of God the Father in the heavenly places. That place is above all the angelic power and dominion, then above all the world and all government authority, all people above. So we go with highest level with the Lord Jesus Christ here. In the ages to come, is the future ages. We know that there is a rapture and first occur, then the great tribulation, then millennium kingdom. So raptures, we will go up to the heavenly place in Christ Jesus, right? So in future, because the rapture does not come yet. He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. So the exceeding riches, so to us, exceeding riches and exceeding kindness, because Jesus Christ gave, you know, his life, you know, for us, you know, without any request. Just you accept the Lord Jesus Christ or reject. That's it. So that is exceeding riches or his, you know, kindness, you know, us in Christ Jesus. So God, you know, loved, you know, so us too much. That's why the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the exceeding love of God the Father, right? Verse 7, in the ages to come, you know, indicate future eternal hope need is necessary. To hope for eternal kingdom of God is the most wisest. That's why. So we will live eternally in the kingdom of God, you know, in the future. So the most wisest way we should obey, you know, God's will. For example, Jonah was called to deliver God's word to Nineveh, the capital city of Assyria, but Jonah disobeyed, you know, God's calling, because Assyria was the enemy of not only Israel, Northern Kingdom at that time, but also Judah and Southern Kingdom. So because of Jonah's disobedience, Jonah had trouble, you know, eaten by big fish. So 3 days, you know, and 3 nights. Then through troubles, through trials, then he finally submitted to God's will. So, you know, that's why the most wisest is submit, you know, God's will. You know, that is for eternal, you know, hope. So eternal kingdom. Eternal hope means we will reside in the kingdom of God, you know, eternally, you know, that kind of eternal perspective, you know, kind of thing. Then verse 8, by grace, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. By grace you are saved upon your faith without anything else. But our faith is proved by our works, because faith without works is dead. In James chapter 2, verse 26. So we our faith is proved by our works to love God and neighbors. Our faith is proved by our words to love God and neighbor. Then verse 10, for we are his workmanship. Here, his workmanship. In the Greek word, poema. Poema means art of works. Art of works, an artist expresses the work in his own image, his own style. So likewise, in his workmanship means God expresses us in his own image by the Holy Spirit. So here, his workmanship, God is not my workmanship. Also, we can see God is all the initiator, we are respondent. God is a potter, we are clay, we are respondent. So God loved us so much, we respond to God's love, to love God and neighbors. So that's why, you know, the faith gives salvation. So faith produces, you know, faith itself produces work to love God and neighbors. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Good is only God is good, so godly works. For godly works which God prepared beforehand. Beforehand meaning before our birth. Before our birth. So God predestined us to do good works. So that is a kind of thing, the many parts into your body. So your body as 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you know, verse 18, for example, not all ears, not all eyes, not all hands. So a lot of parts over there. So God gave talents. So God called you to be or a car salesman, accountant, attorney, teacher, this all work together. So we will rejoice in the kingdom of God in heavenly places above all angelic powers and things else. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. Now God has said the members, each one of them, in the bodies, just as He pleased. So He pleased me just as God wanted. God set up many members. So we should find our talent ordained by God in the first time. Then we are working faithfully in response to God's love in that way. Let's see each question. Question 1 in verse 3, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts over our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others. No exceptional person. What does the phrase of by nature children of wrath mean? Non-Christians. All non-Christians. So if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you are by nature a child of wrath. Period. In verse 5, question 2. Even when we were dead in trespasses, in unbelief, in older condition, made us alive together with Christ, by grace we have been saved. Made us alive with together. There's a new condition life upon our face in Christ. So what does it mean? That is before our believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, or before our faith in Christ, dead life, all the conditional life, we were dead in trespasses or sins. Then, after or as over the time when we have a faith in Christ, or we accept in Christ, then our life alive together with Christ. That's a grace. That to save it. So last question in verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works or divine works, which God prepared beforehand and predestined that we should work in them in good works. What does His workmanship mean? His workmanship means His art over work. His art over work. So our job position should be His art over works. So some salesperson, some is a merchant, some is anything else. So everything's work together for good. For divine works way. So for good works, for divine works. So His workmanship, which meaning God's work, God's art of work. So therefore, God expresses us in God's own image by the Holy Spirit. So our works should be to express our love over God and neighbors. Let's just sing song all together, Amazing Grace, then we'll finish today's Bible study. God bless you richly.